A Juneau-based nonprofit that aims to curb the use of plastic shopping bags in the capital city won't be deterred by voters' rejection this week of a citizens' initiative to tax those bags at certain retailers. The group's director says the measure raised awareness of the pollution and environmental damage caused by plastic bags, and members will look for ways to keep the conversation going. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Turning the Tide's director, Dixie Belcher, wasn't surprised that voters rejected the group's plastic bag tax initiative by more than 2-1.
Plastic bags are either banned or taxed in 2/3 of the world. But that has never come from a vote. It has always come from a city council or from a legislature or, you know, from the country. When it goes out to a vote, it's always voted down.
Opposition came from people who disagreed with the structure of the tax, levied only on large stores like Fred Meyer, Walmart, and Safeway, with average annual gross sales of $15 million or more over the last 5 years. Most people thought the tax would be passed on to consumers.
I mean, there's a lot of people that just plain don't want a tax. And I think that they didn't like the fact that it would just apply to 4 stores. Which really wasn't our idea. That came from the business community.
Belcher says just having the measure on the ballot raised awareness of the pollution and environmental harm caused by plastic bags, especially on oceans. Turning the Tides regularly sponsors movies and speakers on the issue and gives away free reusable bags at events around town. Belcher hopes they can build on the momentum of the campaign.
I think we're going to be talking to teachers, to school teachers, with the possibility that some children can make bags in the schools, you know, that they could take home and their families would use. We're just going to continue to do that sort of thing and also try to reach people that we haven't reached.
That includes public officials and the business community.
There are definitely people in the business community that are 100% behind it. And there are definitely public officials that are interested, and I think we have some more now.
Randy Wanamaker, who was re-elected to the Assembly on Tuesday after a year-long absence, says he met a lot of people during the campaign who opposed the bag tax, but he says the same people were concerned about the city's ever-expanding landfill.
This is something that helped people talk about solid waste in the broad strategic sense.
Belcher thinks some voters who opposed the tax would have supported a ban on plastic bags. While Turning the Tides probably won't attempt another citizens' initiative, she says it will continue to push for change on the grassroots level.
It's a huge problem, and I think plastic bags' days are numbered.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.